KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. A late three-pointer lifted the Iowa women over Iowa State. In action here on KJAN last night, the Tania Davis three-pointer came with 2.3 seconds remaining in a 73-70 Hawkeye victory.
I feel great. I mean, obviously we got the win, so that was the biggest thing coming into this game, is just getting the win, going out 3-1 against the Cyclones, especially getting that win on the home court. That crowd was electric.
That was Iowa's third straight win in the series.
That's important for our kids. That's important not only for the Iowa kids, but for every woman on our team. You know, we really just bleed black and gold. We love our school. We love representing this university, so huge win for us tonight.
That was Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Kathleen Doyle scored 22 points in her first game back from a broken hand. And Megan Gustafson had 13 points and 16 rebounds for Iowa, which won 10 in a row from 1982 to 96. The Cyclones made the Hawkeyes sweat out their sixth consecutive home win in the rivalry. Iowa State star Bridget Carleton fought through traffic for a layup that gave Iowa State a 69-68 lead with 49 seconds to go. But Doyle, who missed the first seven games, swung the advantage back to Iowa with free throws 13 seconds later. Carleton tied it at 70 on a free throw, but she missed a second one, giving Iowa the ball with a shot clock turned off. The Hawkeyes drained the seconds down, and Davis used a step back to find just enough space to drain a three from the wing. The Hawkeyes then all converged on Carleton, leaving freshman Ashley Jones, who grew up in Iowa City, wide open for a corner three, but Jones' effort went long as the buzzer sounded. Carleton finished with 21 points. Alexa Middleton had 20 to lead Iowa State. Both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones are now 6-2 on the season. In men's college hoops last night, unranked Washington almost knocked off the nation's number one men's basketball team. It took a Rui Hachimura jumper with a half second left to send Gonzaga past the Huskies 81-79 at Spokane last night. Hachimura finished with 26 points for the Bulldogs. R.J. Barrett poured in 27 points and grabbed a season-high 15 rebounds as third-ranked Duke hammered Hartford 84-74. Jared Culver scored 13 points as 13th-ranked Texas Tech moved to 8-0, silencing Arkansas Pine Bluff 65-47. Cameron Johnson's 21 points were among North Carolina's highlights in a 97-69 thumping of UNC Wilmington. Justin Robinson nailed a three-pointer and contributed 18 points as 15th-rated Virginia Tech dumped VMI 89-68. Number 17 Buffalo rolled to an 89-55 win over Division I Lemoyne behind C.J. Massenburg's 13 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. Keyshawn Wood scored 12 of his 18 points in the second half, helping number 19 Ohio State turn a 38-34 halftime deficit into a 77-67 win against Illinois. Jermaine Samuels hit three three-pointers in the second half and finished with a career-high 15 points as 21st-rated Villanova knocked off Temple 69-59, and Amir Coffey scored a career-best 32 points, and Minnesota trailed by as many as 13 before they pulled off an 85-78 win over number 24 Nebraska. NCAA President Mark Emmert says new rules that allow the organization to use information from legal proceedings will help its investigation of the FBI's college basketball corruption case. Emmert says federal prosecutors are still at work, and the NCAA needs to be very respectful of that. He also says the inquiry is unlikely to be completed before the upcoming NCAA men's basketball tournament. The first federal trial in the case in New York in October resulted in the conviction of three men for wire fraud and testimony that implicated Louisville, Arizona, Kansas, and others of being involved in payments to high school players. Iowa's T.J. Hockenson has been named the winner of the John Mackey Award given to the nation's top tight end. The redshirt sophomore has 47 catches for 717 yards and six touchdowns. He also has a rushing touchdown and says he never imagined he would be in the running for a national award and was only focused on improving.
Whether it was, you know, getting your pad level down in practice or, little things like that throughout the season and going through the day. I think that really helped me at the end of the year.
Hockenson says he's thrilled to be mentioned with the best tight ends Iowa has had. Dallas Clark won the Mackey Award in 2002.
Whether that was Dallas Clark, George Kittle, CJ Fedorowicz, all these guys that have come through the program and being one of the, even your name, put in the same sentence or in the same category as those guys, it really means a lot.
A growing national trend has reached the Iowa Hawkeyes for the first time. Tight end Noah Fant announced last week that he'll skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft, and he will not play in the New Year's Day Outback Bowl against Mississippi State. He becomes the first Hawkeye under Kirk Ferentz to choose that route.
It's a sign of the times, and you just look around. But we're not going to be impacted, I don't think, go out on a limb quite as much as some other places maybe. But, nonetheless, it's a sign of the times.
Ferentz says he would prefer to have Fant playing in the bowl game, but he understands the decision.
Ultimately, you want guys on the bus and on the sideline that are fully invested in it. What would we do is so hard and so competitive that if you're not fully into it, you're just it's not good for anybody. So I certainly respect Noah's decision. I think it's just it's something he and his family felt was best for him and his interests, and I understand that and can appreciate that.
We'll have that Outback Bowl game coming up on January 1st, on New Year's Day here on KJAN, Iowa facing Mississippi State. That'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff. Well, Colorado has hired Georgia defensive coordinator Mel Tucker as their new head football coach after he helped rebuild the Bulldogs into a national contender. Tucker gets a 5-year, $14.75 million contract and starts immediately, which means he won't coach Georgia in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. The 46-year-old Tucker replaces Mike McIntyre, who was fired with a game remaining in the season and the team mired in a 6-game skid. Missouri football coach Barry Odom's contract has been extended, and he's getting a $600,000 raise. Members of the University of Missouri Board of Curators voted unanimously in favor of extending Odom's contract another 2 years. That raise will bring his salary up to more than $3 million a year. In NFL news, a pair of injured NFL quarterbacks are optimistic about this weekend. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky says he's really close to 100%, and he expects to play Sunday night against the Rams after missing the past two games because of a right shoulder injury. He went through a full practice Wednesday, and coach Mike Nagy says he has a strong feeling that Trubisky will play. The Bears split their games, started by Chase Daniel losing to the Giants Sunday after a Thanksgiving Day win at Detroit. Panthers signal caller Cam Newton says he'll be ready to play against the Browns on Sunday, despite lingering pain in his throwing shoulder. Newton continues to experience pain and discomfort in his right shoulder more than 20 months after undergoing rotator cuff surgery. Newton has thrown downfield fewer times this year than at any point in his career, but he's also completed a career-high 69.5% of his passes, due in part to those shorter throws. Rams running back Malcolm Brown will miss the remainder of the season because of a collarbone injury. Coach Sean McVay said that Brown is likely headed to injured reserve after sustaining the injury in last Sunday's win over Detroit. Sam Darnold was a full participant in practice, putting him on track to start for the Jets at Buffalo on Sunday. The rookie quarterback has missed the past three games with a strained right foot. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have added one of the National League's most dangerous hitters to their lineup. The Arizona Diamondbacks have shipped six-time All-Star first baseman Paul Goldschmidt to the Redbirds for pitcher Luke Weaver, catcher Carson Kelly, minor league infielder Andy Young, and a 2019 draft pick. The 31-year-old Goldschmidt is in the final year of his contract after hitting .290 with 33 home runs and 83 RBIs this year. That could be considered an off year for the three-time Gold Glove recipient, who batted a career-best .321 in 2015 to finish as the MVP runner-up for the second time in his career. Also around the league, Chris Owings has agreed to a $3 million one-year contract with the Royals 5 days after the utility man was cut loose by Arizona. The 27-year-old Owings hit .206 in 106 games this year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.